Threat Film Radio. One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic.
Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Nakuchi from the 2018 One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Balint Reves, director of Granny Project. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess the first question is kind of the obligatory question. Would you like to tell us a little bit about your film and just introduce it for our listeners?
Yeah, it's about three respective grandmothers and their grandsons. The three grandmothers are opposite corner, from the opposite corners of Europe. One, an English spy, a former Nazi admirer from Germany, and a Holocaust survivor who later became an avid communist from Hungary. And these are the grandmothers of my two best friends and my own. And then it's basically, the film is about them and about how we see them and how we perceive them. And it's about the Second World War. It's about the 20th century, and also about the transcendental relationship between grandparents and grandchildren.
How long have you guys been friends for?
Well, we went to the same university in Brighton, South England, and that's where we became friends, and that's when the film, the journey of the film began.
And did you all study film there in Brighton?
Well, it wasn't really a film school. It was more like a fine art course, but we did study a lot, you know, a lot of film. So we studied all the disciplines and all the art disciplines or whatever, and you had the chance to like choose your own one. And we were all like theater and film sort of focused. So we all ended up in the industry.
And so at some point you all start talking about your grandmothers? Is that how it began? Very casually, maybe?
Well, yeah, it was the end of my first year when I made friends with these two dudes who were 1 year above me. And then we went to Serbia to do a short film. And then throughout the like 5 week shoot, one night we just ended up talking about my grandma and how I sort of like had started at the time interviewing her, and then about her amazing life, and they were like, dude, like, check this out. And then it all turned out they all have like really special and close bonds to their own grandmothers.
So your own bond to your grandmother, I mean, you were very close, right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we have a really, like, I think, like, especially close relationship, me and my grandma. And throughout the film, I think the other two had gained a similar sort of distant relationship with theirs.
So you all had close relationships with them, but did you know as much as then you found out during the filming about them, about their lives?
Well, not as much. There's a lot of, I mean, I did pretty much know most of it, because I had always been fascinated by history, and I always asked my grandma's question. But the other two, they weren't as clear about their heritage, and I think it was a great deal. The film made a great deal on that our level in their sort of psyche.
And were your grandmothers open to you guys filming them?
Well, they didn't really have the choice. they were excited about us hanging out with them, for sure. Yeah. And then they were thankful the time and the playfulness which we offered. And so that was kind of the deal. So, you know, it took us 7 years to make this film. So over time, and after many occasions, it just, the whole thing became natural.
7 years?
Yeah, 7 years. I started as a, in 2010, yeah.
So you started filming, and then gradually you began to film, you know, your friends and their grandmothers too. How would you kind of, was there any sort of planning or scheduling going on, happening?
Yeah, but first when we realized that we wanted to make this film, then, and I had been already sort of like interviewing my grandma, and I asked the other two that they do individual interviews with their own, and then we managed to get some money. We were like yeah, we managed to get some money together for a shoot where we could bring all three grandmothers together and us three, which was kind of urgent because we had the feeling that, you know, they might leave us soon. And then in a year we pulled that off, so we had that shoot. And then from then on, for 2 years, we did one like 2 weeks sort of like shoot in throughout Europe. And then it was like a long, and then came a like a long like 2 years like development sort of like phase within the production. And then we received some funding finally, and then there everything just fall into place.
Right, because it was like 7 years, was it, did it almost start feeling like it was an extended family?
Yeah, absolutely, like inside out of their lives and they inside out of mine. So the process made us like really truly like know each other, and we became like really, really close friends. Yeah, I would say like best friends, definitely.
So because they all come from like different backgrounds in every sense of the term, I guess. And I don't want to spoil too much because I think maybe the spectators would want to, you know, experience it for themselves. But there is a scene in the film where you, well, the first time you bring them together, you know, so there's a couple of scenes where they're together or they communicate with each other. What did you think was going to happen? How did you expect anything?
Well, we all knew, or we all felt that they felt, so we sensed that they were like, they were feeling like uncomfortable leading up to that time when we actually started the shoot, because of the social expectations and like pre-fabricated sort of ideas which they had about each other, which all sort of like again sort of worked out well. Mm-hmm. and because they all sort of like managed to step over their own shadows and be open about themselves and their lives and like not be accusatory or like you know, accuse each other, whatever. They were like really sort of kind and soft on pretty much all the subjects, although every now and then you could feel that, you know, some tension, yeah, was going on. But we rode those waves, which I think really made the film what it is.
I mean, you didn't try and manipulate anything. If there was a little tension, that was fine, right? Was that the case?
Well, manipulate, I mean, like, documentary filmmaking is manipulation in a sense, from every aspect. So, you know, as I said, we try to, like, if there was something uncomfortable, we try to sort of highlight it and then make sure that it's spoken about, so we could get those like golden moments. And then not just because of the out of selfishness, but also to really see who they are. And I think that's the main essence of the journey, that, you know, we were in a stage in like early adulthood, like late teenage and like to like late 20s, where people tend to first reject their the past and their family's heritage, but then slowly realizing that, you know, that the heritage is, it comes through every step, every word, every gesture you have, even though you deny it, because it's there. It's right. Like, it's your great, great, great grandparents, like, you know, fears, which you still fear from.
But did you think from the beginning that this was going to be, was what you were going to end up, like a personal, it was going to be a personal journey, or did you want to do something maybe more historical?
Yeah, it was. Initially, it was a more historical sort of journey, and then it became... because it wasn't enough, you know, those topics, communism and Holocaust and British Empire has been elaborated numerous times in the film history, and that wasn't the main thing about this. We always knew there was something extra, which is always supposed to be asked the new generation, but it took a long time to find that sort of tone and that language which actually felt natural and like genuine.
I definitely got that. It was actually really energetic, this documentary, I found, and very warm. And I guess maybe I could dare and kind of see this, the three grandmothers of this movie as sort of defying the stereotype of the older people who are very cranky and very low on life in general, right?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, like, all three of them are, like, amazing people, and I think it has made a great deal for them as well.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
I wish you all the best. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.